8:52, a beautiful 55 degrees on the Thursday morning edition of the Tony Connolly Morning Show on Lansing's news station, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with State Representative Lisa Brown. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, was it a late night last night?
We've had later.
Well, let's talk about several topics. First of all, the fact that the abortion issue came up because of several bills was interesting, especially with the choice versus anti-choice clash, if you will. It was just verbal, but it was still on the lawn of the Capitol. What do you think about this legislation?
Well, I think it's being rushed through. Hundreds of people came up to testify and were denied their right to have their voices heard. I think that this is not the way to move Michigan forward. I mean, where are the jobs? This is not creating jobs. In fact, we're going to lose jobs by this legislation.
Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville was on the program yesterday, and he said there are still a lot of unsafe dealings with abortion, if you will. First of all, the disposal of the fetus themselves, the qualifications for the doctors and the agencies themselves. How would you respond to that?
I would respond to the fact that why aren't we talking about prevention first? They're talking about abortion. We'd like to prevent unwanted pregnancies. Where is the outcry about rape? I think that first things first. And we have introduced a package of bills, and we call it the Prevention First Package. And we tried to tie bar those bills to this legislation. If it's really about protecting women, then let's start at the beginning.
All right, with this package of bills, how do you think the Republicans are going to respond to it? They have the majority.
With the Prevention First Package? Well, as I said, if they really care about women, and this really is about the war on women, let's be honest. If they really care about women, then they would take up this legislation, the Prevention First legislation. They would co-sponsor it, and they would push for it to be passed if they really care about women.
All right, tell us about the details of just briefly about House Bill 5711.
Well, there's a lot to it. It's a 45-page bill. So there's restrictions and requirements for the physician. And if you look, you'll see that obstetricians actually oppose the legislation. There's a lot of restrictions and things that they have to do, requirements that they have to do. They have to have forms that the woman fills out and repeatedly ask her, were you coerced? Are you coerced? You know, nowhere does it say, were you coerced into having sex? Just, are you coerced into having an abortion? So, again, where is the concern about the woman? Was she raped? Is this incest? There's no concern there. The requirement of having $1 million insurance policy. I've talked to clinic owners who say, that's just not going to be able to happen. That's going to close our doors. So what does that mean, Tony, when the clinics close their doors? That means women are going back to the 60s with wire hangers.
Do you believe that the representatives will read all 47 pages? Have you read all 47 pages?
I have. It's not a pretty read, I can tell you. Descriptions of fetal remains. It's not for the light of heart. It's not an easy read. I make it a point, especially if I'm going to be talking to a bill on the floor, I like to read it. I like to read on something. I like to read something before I vote on it, because how can I, otherwise, how do I know what I'm voting on? So, yes, I've read. That's not the longest bill I've read. I've had bills that are over 100 pages long. But I sit there and read it so I know what's in it.
So where are these bills now, and do you think they'll be dealt with before session ends?
So, interestingly, we only took up one of the three bills yesterday. And my understanding, and you talk about the Republicans, is that they didn't actually have enough support for the other two bills. So think about that. That we didn't take those up. So it passed out of the House, unfortunately, last night, and now it heads over to the Senate.
Let's talk about the bridge. The governor is going to unveil his plans to get a new bridge built from Detroit to Windsor. Do you support a new bridge, and what do you think the governor will tell us tomorrow?
You know what? I have no idea what the governor's going to say. I wish I knew, but I don't. You know, I don't agree with one man being Matty Maroon trying to have his way and circumvent our government. I'm interested to hear what the governor has to say.
Retirement benefits for public school employees. Where are we with that legislation?
That has not come to the House floor yet, so we'll see if that comes up today or not.
All right, and what's gonna catch your attention most before you're able to head home for the summer?
You know what? We've got a long agenda today, and just because it's not on the agenda doesn't mean it won't be taken up. The Senate will probably be sending us things over today, so I have no idea what's in store for today. I mean, besides what's on the agenda, which is a long day and probably a late night.
All right.
But, you know, I'm hoping that there's going to be some legislation that actually moves Michigan forward. That's what I'm hoping for, that we're creating legislation that helps businesses create jobs and, you know, make sure our kids get a quality education. That's what I'm looking for.
You sound frustrated, Lisa.
I am a little bit, Tony. You know, we've been in session for a year and a half and this term, and we really haven't done a whole lot to move Michigan forward. There's been a lot of divisive issues that have nothing to do with moving our state forward.
Well,
so I am very frustrated.
Well, you've got two balanced budgets and businesses in place to, as the Republicans say, be in a position to hire more folks. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, we've always had a balanced budget. The state is required by the Constitution to balance the budget. We're not like the federal government. So having a balanced budget, that's not a big feat. The question is, how was the budget balanced? And the budget has been balanced on the backs of our children and our seniors. That's nothing to be proud of. You're taxing pensions. You're taking money from the school aid fund and giving tax breaks to businesses with it. I don't know what business would want to come here when we don't have a well-educated workforce.
We've been talking.
So I wouldn't be proud. I wouldn't brag about the balanced budget when that's how they've balanced it.
We've been talking with State Representative Lisa Brown. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.
You're listening to 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. There is an accident on I-96 westbound at Okemos Road. That portion of I-96 is closed.